Here he knew he had to come a different way with Jesus. He knew what Jesus had came to get. He knew he was going to come, because he said it in Genesis, he was going to come back and get these things. I'm coming back and I'm getting them. And the enemy was aware of it. And he said, all you need to do is bow down.
That's the devil's only power.
And worship.
See, he has no other power over us. If you don't fall for the deceit, you can't fall under his power. That's the only trick and power he has is deceit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he said this was given to me. When was it given to him?
When Adam fell,
he said it was given to me. I can give it to you.
He was right.
But Jesus knew that if he had came that way, that the shedding, only the shedding of blood. Jesus knew he had to shed his blood.
Yes.
And not worship. And see, Jesus, what point I'm trying to make you hear about truth. His word. Jesus had the word in Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. He said, I can't worship you. We only worship one God. And you're not him. You're not it. But he had the word. He had truth. Truth you can't change.
So putting the word in you helps you worship.
Amen.
Huh?
Putting the word in you helps your worship.
Amen. Amen.
Back to John 15:7.
It gives you value.
Yes.
See,
yes.
Worship, when you worship, you value something.
Yes.
You place a value on it.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people can't really get in true and living worship because they hadn't placed the right value on Jesus.
Yes.
When you get to thinking about how all and what he's done for you, you get to placing how valuable he is.
Mm-hmm.
Your hand's going up, baby.
Amen.
You can put your hands up now.
But they are worshiping what they value every day.
Huh?
Yeah. Every day people are worshiping what they value.
Amen. Cars, that is good.
Their dog, their husband, their wife, whatever it is they have.
That's what they are worshiping.
They are worshiping. That's where they're spending their money. That's where they're spending their time. That's where they're spending what they think.
So you're saying, Deborah, that you're going to worship something or somebody.
Yes.
Don't think you're not, because you are.
You are.
Huh? And some people worship themselves.
Yes. Yes. Pastor, Sister Mary, whatever you give your allegiance to.
Amen. Whatever
you give your allegiance to.
Amen.
That's what's ruling over you and mastering over you.
And what did Romans 12:1 say? Present your body, give it
as
to the Lord.
Living.
As a living sacrifice. Give your body to the Lord as a living sacrifice.
Which
is your worship, huh? Which is your worship. That's something that's due.
Mm-hmm. Service.
Your worship. You were created to worship.
Amen.
That's your first calling.
Yes.
If you can't figure out all the rest of the fivefold ministry calling, am I called to the fivefold? Just worship.
Amen.
And once you start worshiping, more come.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, whomever you worship, that's who you become like. If you worship Jesus, you're going to become like him. You're going to be transformed in his image and his likeness. And, you know, I looked at the young people that idolize and worship in the entertainment world. They had people that they worship. They start dressing like them. They start, everything. I mean, they just want to look like them, you know.
They give their finances to them.
Get their finances to them. Tickets $500 and stuff like that. They want to buy everything that they have. They worship.
But you said that worship is not only singing, but worship is spending time with God, giving, service, studying, learning about, in other words. So these people, that's what they're worshiping, whether it's Beyonce or the Kardashians. They're giving them their time. That's what they think about. That's where they put their time. That's who they look at.
Dress like. They want to be like.
That's their worship. So we're worshiping something.
And like you were saying, we kind of can separate worship like in church or we were special moments. But it's not.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Worship is a lifestyle. Everything you do.
Worshiping with the congregation or yourself. But it all works. It's a lifestyle.
It's a life. When you build it as a lifestyle, worship becomes different in your life.
Hey, good.
When you make it your lifestyle, your hands can go up anywhere.
Yeah.
And your hands don't even have to get up. Your heart. What Jesus was telling this lady, that worship is going to be an inside thing. And it's not going to be a place. It's not going to be a geographic location. But because our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, praise God. We're going to worship with all inside, every inside thing we have.
And when we all come together in corporate worship, and we're all done that all the time, woo, we're going to have the manifest presence.
Amen.
Of God.
It shouldn't be nobody, when we come as corporate worship, nobody should leave like they came. Amen. You might have came in that door, looked down. But when we get to worshiping and praising God, we pull you up. That's the reason it's so important for you to worship on Sunday morning. You don't know who have came in there down and out. But your worship can pull them up to their worship, to worship the true and living God.
Yes, amen.
It changes the atmosphere.
You don't have nothing else on your mind but just Him.
One.
Glory.
One.
Glory to God.
An audience of one.
When we're worshiping, that is the spiritual thing, but when we're finished with that, invite someone to lunch so that you'll see what their needs are.
That's good.
And that's the part we do here on earth. Worship is for God, but our hands and feet are for the person sitting next to you who doesn't have food in their refrigerator. You're not going to know that unless you take them to lunch. Hey, how are you doing? Because people are proud. They're not going to allow you to know that. But if you know them, then you'll know that.
Right.
Worship is very important in our time and hour because it puts us into the presence of Almighty. And it changes us. So don't let go of your worship. Don't let nothing. Sometimes we let things get into our things that we can see and things that we hear and things that we know that hinders our worship. But we shouldn't allow nothing to hinder our worship because it's your highest calling.
Yes.
Yes.
Worship is your highest calling. And not only that, He put something in you that can help you worship. To bring you, the Holy Spirit is in you to help you with your highest calling of worship. And worship is of the heart. It's not. Worship is of the heart. I'm way over time, but
they see Jesus in you.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Praise God. Let's just, oh my God, something I just wanted to do. Let's exercise a little worship here. This one, Apostle, give me 5 minutes. I just got to. Sometimes when we worship, we don't exactly all the time know what to say. You know, worship, true worship is telling Jesus who He is.
Yes.
Worshiping Him for what He is.
Amen.
Not what you can just get from Him.
Yes,
we praise Him for what He does for us.
Yeah.
But worship, Abba Shani, these are some of the things that I use personally, myself. And I want you to repeat after me, you know, as we do some of this. Let's just, we off time. Let's just enter in. Okay, let's just enter in and say it after me. Lord, we just come to you today to just worship you and just to love on you, to minister to you. We thank you that you are the only wise God.
You are the only wise.
You're dominion and power. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Shepherd. You're the Comforter. You're the Rewarder. You're the Resurrection. You're the Redeemer. You're the Savior of the whole world. You're the Refuge from the storm. You're the Bread of Life. You're the Counselor. You're the All-Sufficient
one. You're the head of the church. You're our Savior. You're the everlasting Father, eternal Father. You are the light of the world. You're Almighty.
Yes, you're
all right. You're
throne. Yes.
You are the door. Yes. You are the way.
Yes.
You are the mighty deliverer. You're the ancient of days. You're the covenant keeping God.
Lord,
you're the true and living God. You're the way maker.
You're the merciful God.
Hallelujah.
You're almighty. You're full of majesty.
Holy God.
Honor. You're worthy.
You're grace. You're all knowing. You're omnipresent. You are all consuming fire. You are the creator of heaven and earth. The earth is your footstool. You are true. You are righteous. You are glorious. You are wisdom. You are faithful God. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Lamb of God. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the Grinding Morning Star. You are the Author and Finisher of our faith.
You are.
You are the Bread that came down from heaven.
Amen.
You are wonderful.
You
are Emmanuel. You are Alpha and Omega. You're the strong tower. You're our provider. Our protection. Shelter in time of the storm. You are hope of glory. You are faithful. You're the captain of the host. You are the rock. You're the living water. You're that righteous judge. You're the invisible God.
You are. Thank you, God.
You are the possessor of the heaven and earth.
You
are the Most High God.
You're
the one that shed your blood on Calvary.
Lord, we thank you for revealing yourself through all your covenant, man. You are Jehovah Sikkimi, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Emphadash, you the Lord our sanctification. Jehovah Shammah, you're always there for us.
Yes.
You will never leave us nor forsake us, God. You are Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. You are Jehovah Rohi, the Lord who is our shepherd. You are Ananiah. Hallelujah, the soaring God.
You are El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Elohim, the God of creation. You are El Shaddai. You are the God of much more. And you provide. Hallelujah. Jehovah, the great I am. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals us. Father, we just continue to worship you, Lord, because we know who you are, God. Glory, and we know who we worship. We worship the true and living God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
This is a blessing. This is also an answer to prayer. Friday I was at home. And I was just praising and worshiping God. I said, Lord, I want you to make my life worship.
Amen.
All of it. Everything life I do.
That's good.
I asked him that I do to be worship. Everything. And now Mary's talking about worship.
Amen.
Mary, bear witness, Holy Spirit.
I thank God for this. It's living by the word. It's living by his promptings. When his voice becomes louder and you act on it, that's worship.
Amen.
Spirit and truth. The word of God. And that's what the word of God is helping us do. Choosing, as we choose light and reject darkness, we live worship. He makes things so simple.
Praise God.
I thank God for that. Years ago, he taught me something about sowing and reaping. And I saw this in one moment. I saw that everything that you do, you can do it unto him. That's why if your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. Mm-hmm. So everything that you do, just everyday things, if you do it with intent to worship God, you're putting things in motion that can't be reversed. The way you love and the way you live, you put something in motion that can't be reversed. This is where all forms of prosperity comes from. Relationship prosperity. You can speak healing words in your relationship. Every relationship. You know, employee to boss to employee, fellow employees, friends, neighbors. You can speak life. You can be the listening ear they need. That's worship. Everything you do that honors God can be worship. Mm-hmm. And when you that kind of sowing, it opens the door for the Lord to do more, not only in your life, but in every recipient. And then the children, you teach your children in God's. You teach them God's word. You live the example. You believe in them, just like God believes in you. You believe in others, just like God believes in you. You give others God's word because God believes in you enough to give you His word. Everything we do can be worship. And I saw this, and I couldn't explain it, but in one moment, I saw this. And I wanted it. And everything you do every day can produce fruit. And then your works as unto God. And then you tithe off of it. Spiritual wealth can mount up on your life. In every way there is. You can decide to be valuable to others. You can decide. It doesn't matter where you start on any job. You don't depend on their kindness. You don't depend on their generosity. You serve them in the name of Jesus. And spirit, you become valuable to them. And if you keep on worshiping God in every action, deed, thought, and intent, your life can be worship. And you become so valuable that the Lord can reward you so much easier. And, you know, a friend of mine, he was a hard worker. He started sweeping, and he was a machinist. He started him on the bottom, and he worked his way up. he became so valuable that he went and got another job because they were going to pay him more money and provide him with insurance. And he was so valuable that they said, no, we're going to give you a raise, we're going to give you insurance, and you're going to get uniforms now. And they gave it to everybody. Because he became so valuable to them. And his coworker said, man, you need to find another job more often.
We'll write you a resume.
when you do it in Jesus' name, he was just a diligent person.
Yes, he was.
But when you do it on Jesus' name, it's like Brother Horton said, do it on purpose.
Amen. Amen.
Let your life be worshiped on purpose. This is your way. This is how you are. And you can saw, and you can draw people out of darkness. And I saw that, but I couldn't explain it. I just didn't have the wit to explain it. I saw it. I did my best.
That reminds me of what Sister Mary says to us about being the glory carriers.
Yeah.
The glory.
Yeah.
Was on him. Uh-huh. In him. Uh-huh. And it just went abroad.
Yeah.
All over the co-workers and everything.
Yeah. It works. And the life of God can get in your heart.
Amen.
And I thank God for it. And my friend, you know, the one that did, he worked when he worked at the machine. He works with me now. And one day he looked around, he got frustrated. He said, I'm going to hold a vehicle just like some of these other guys. I said, no, you're not. He said, why? I said, because you can't. It's just not in your heart. They've been like that a long time. So he fixed the track on trying to hold it. He said, look, he did like that. He folded his arm like, you know, he knew it was finished. I said, you can't do it. He said that. And I just did like that. I walked away. 4 minutes later, he cranked it up. He's driving it out of the shop.
Same thing with my husband. I'm not one to wash vehicles. Uh-huh. It fusses. You don't keep the car. And I knew we'd let him out there scrubbing it and polishing it and
everything.
I just listened to
it. And, you know, you're talking about relationship with each other. There is, therefore, no condemnation.
Yeah.
But Christ didn't condemn Peter when he denied him. He said, he didn't say, well, Peter, if you ever make, he says, well, Peter, when you are restored.
Yes, exactly.
People will come up to your expectations of them. If you're not good. Condemning them when they fall.
Wow.
We're all going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. But he set an expectation and a word level for Peter to reach. He said, Peter, when you are restored.
Mm-hmm. Strengthen your bones.
I'm trying to memorize the six grades. I think I made two L's, a B, and I didn't put any effort in it. And my daddy, he looked at me, he said, Mary. He didn't fuss at me, didn't say that. He never called me dumb, and he said, Mary, you can do better than that. Buddy, I made A's and B's in it. That's all it took. Because of my relationship with my daddy.
But condemnation pulls down.
Exactly.
It does.
And when we're motivating people and speaking well of them, mm-hmm. it pulls them up.
You do it.
Amen.
When I started my first business, it was an answer to prayer, but I didn't see it that way at the time. And I felt terrible because I hadn't been married for about a year or two, and I lost my job, and I had to start a business. I went to work every day praying for my own business, and I wasn't going to just leave, so the Lord just closed that door for me. They didn't have a reason to fight to let me go, but
been there, done that.
When he closed that door, I started a business. And I felt, on the inside, I felt like, well, I got to prove that I can make it. And I didn't feel like I could, I didn't see what God saw. Mm-hmm. And I felt like a disaster. And my uncle said, he had just retired. He said, I want you to paint my car. And I had brought his car back. And he said, I want you to take mine with you. I painted his wife's car first. He said, I want you to paint my car. And he said some words to me that just gave me wings again. Mm-hmm. He said, everybody worried about you? He said, I ain't worried about you. I know you can do it. Mm-hmm. And I got my power back.
That's why you got your rhema.
Yeah. And I never saw myself the same again. Uncle Harry said that. And I took his car back and painted it. With your words, what it, your words can build people up.
Or tear them down.
When you live a life of worship, you're being fully supplied by the Lord.
Ooh, boy, that's good. You live a life of worship.
Thank you, Mary. I really didn't want her to stop. She
funny thing is,
I said, she on to something.
He woke me up and he said, get up and worship. I roll over and look at the clock. I thought, okay,
well, yeah.
Well, she, that
well, she started on worship. I said,
that's
thank God. You, Lord Jesus. I wanted more revelation. Okay, I know we're out of time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this class. I thank you for Sister Mary, every speaker, every word. You give great insight through your people, all of us. And Lord, I pray that you'll use these words worldwide, globally. And bless it to reach the people you love and know that will receive it. Everyone that can receive it. Everyone that will rejoice to receive it. Bless these recordings to get to their ears by the Holy Spirit. We know you can do all things.
Yes.
And this is our prayer now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Lord, I ask that you release everything that Satan has detained, destroyed, denied, delayed, diverted to this prayerful, worshipful group. Right now, in Jesus'
name. Yes.
Amen.
They are released. In the name of God. It cannot be but. In Jesus' name.